This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
Today's episode is our fuck it list.
Our Bliss Cruise fuck it list.
Bliss Cruise fuck it list. And if you don't know what a fuck it list is, it's a lot like a bucket list of things you want to complete before you die. But a fuck it list is things you want to fuck before you...
They're fucking adjacent.
Things you want to, dirty things you want to do at an event.
Yeah. So we did this for the last Bliss Cruise, if you've been around and listened to us for a while. And it was so much fun. It kind of pushed us out of our comfort zone a little because we tend to hang out with the same people. I mean, we do play with new people, you know, often. But it kind of sort of like forced us to do things that weren't naturally easy. Like, we had to try for some of them. And so we decided to do it again this time. The only difference is we know, like, less than five couples on this cruise.
Yeah, so last Bliss Cruise in November of 2023, we knew, like, six couples or something going, something like that?
Or more. I mean, we were really good friends with several, like, spend the night together, several couples. Mm-hmm. And then we had like friends of friends. So we knew a decent amount of people. And this one, we just kind of know friends of friends. Like, we don't have anybody really that we're close to at all.
No.
We don't have that couple that we're like, hey, we're going to dinner. Okay, what time are we going?
No, we don't have
any. We don't have any of that. And so this is we like.
We are flying blind.
This is.
We have no wingman.
No. And this is very unusual for us, which, okay, twofold. One, I'm nervous as hell. Two, I'm kind of excited because I feel like...
You know what I think is going to happen? We're going to get on the ship and realize we know people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of excited to have like sort of a low-key week. I mean, it's not going to be low-key. It's going to be... It's a swingers cruise, so there's no way it can be low-key, but compared to like our normal life...
So are you committed to like you're going to have fun though? Like, are you fuck it list committed? Like, are you...
I am, yeah.
Because Lacey's either like... get super anxious and shy and like can close down, or she's like, I'm gonna go.
No, I'm gonna go and do it.
Make the best of this. I'm gonna have a good time.
I think there's a certain level of like not really knowing anyone and that being kind of exciting, and I can just be like fuck it. I just, right. you know. But then, yeah. So I think that's where I'm at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So we've actually had great debate on how we should make this list and if it should be different than the last one, or should it be 10 items? Should it be easier items? Should it be harder items? And we basically just said, like, fuck it. We're just going to do the same thing we did last time.
Well, I just think whatever you want to do is fine. Like, it can be some easy, it can be some hard. Whatever you think is fine with me works.
Okay.
We don't have to overthink it, basically.
So we did the same thing we did last time, which if you didn't listen to our last episode, one, why did you listen to it? Like, what is wrong with you? Go listen to it. But two, the way this is going to work is we have three items we want our partner to complete, and then we have kind of three goals for ourselves, right? Yeah. So I have three things that I'm challenging Lacey to do, and then I have three things that are kind of like goals for me personally.
Yeah, and then after the Bliss Cruise, we'll come back and we will talk about them. And
this time, I think we should try to do maybe a full fuck it list follow up episode. Last time, I think we tried to put it in with the actual like telling of the event.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know if we messed that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But
yeah, so you come back and see if we've
we'll tell you one way or the other
achieved our goals. I will say that I worked very hard on mine, and you did yours in about 90 seconds. How is this so easy?
I don't know. You just
like picked up your phone, typed some stuff in your phone, and then like
worked. Yeah, you've been thinking about this for like a day and a half or 2 days. Or
yeah. No, I made like my first one like days ago, like Saturday.
All right. Well, all right. So what do you want to do for each other first?
That's fine. Whatever you do.
All right. Let's do for each other first, and then we'll do for ourselves, and we'll alternate.
Okay.
So you say one for me, I'll say one for you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. You go first.
No. You worked so hard on this list. You've put so much time and so much energy. I want to hear it.
Okay. That's fine, because you know this one, because I kind of already spilled the beans on one of them. Okay. I want you to have, so it's kind of me too, but no, wait, this is us together?
This is for the opposite person.
Okay, opposite person. Mm-hmm. I want you to have sex with a certain unicorn. I'm not going to say her name because she just didn't give us permission to talk about her. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think she knows that you tried to do this last time either.
Well, it wasn't on our list though.
Well, okay.
It wasn't on our list. You're just...
You had Kiss, a podcaster, which was, I think, meant for her, but...
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, I'm not talking about a podcaster at all. She's not a podcaster.
Oh. I know who you're talking about. Okay.
You're talking... Last year, Dan had to Kiss a podcaster because there was a podcaster that we...
She is also a unicorn.
She's also a unicorn. Yeah. That's not who I'm talking about. There is a unicorn that we kind of have a connection with. There's been some flirting. There's been some kissing. And I think it'd be really fun to see her and Dan together. So I said threesome because, like, but I mean, truly, I can either be a part of it or I can watch. Really, that's irrelevant. I don't really care there. But I think that would be, like, super fun. And I think she's into it, but I don't want to say her name because I don't want to call her out and we don't have permission to talk about her. But there is
I don't think she listens to the podcast.
Well, that's fine. That's good. But there is a certain unicorn that I would like for you to
make.
So
it has to be that person.
That person.
So it's not just any unicorn.
I mean, like, you can get like 2 points for any unicorn and like 5 points
for her.
I mean, even though we don't keep points, but you know what I mean.
Okay, this is an interesting because it's like you're challenging me to a specific person.
I know.
Even. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just think it'd be really hot. And I also know that you're really into her. So, I mean, like.
I find it interesting that you seem really into the idea of me with her.
Yeah, I do.
Which you usually don't get super excited about, like me and a unicorn. Like,
I don't, but like, I feel safe with her. She mm-hmm. seems like a really good unicorn.
Shit together.
Yeah, you know, a lot of unicorns, and I say this with a lot of respect because I was a unicorn, so I can feel like I can speak on this subject. Sometimes they can be a little cuckoo, you know, and you don't.
You're a little cuckoo.
I was. I still am. Like, you want them to live close enough to you so that way you can call them over if you're horny, but not so close they might show up, you know? Like,
she kind of falls into that category.
I know. Yeah. That she'd show up?
No,
she's far enough away that it's hot. So I just feel like, she's respectful. I feel like she's got her shit together. She's beautiful. I don't know. I just feel like she fits that perfect unicorn stereotype for you.
So challenge to me is to sleep with a certain unicorn.
Yeah.
All right. This one, I'm gonna give you the easy one first because you already know this one too.
I do.
I'm re-challenging you from November. One of the tasks that you did not complete, go to a girls-only playtime.
But you realize that you can't go in there with me.
No, of course I realize that's in the definition. Go to a girls only playtime. Of course I can't go in there with
you. But we always play together. So how do you, like, I guess I didn't really think about that before. Like, how do you feel about me being like,
peace out? Me consenting to you playing alone. That's what.
So if you don't know, on Bliss Cruise, they have like certain times throughout the trip that are like a bi playroom, a all-girl playroom, stuff like that. And so that's what he's wanting. Okay.
Right. So there's a certain time on the ship where the playroom is girls only. So only girls are allowed to go inside.
Yeah.
So I am encouraging Lacey to go inside that playroom during that time. And whatever happens, happens. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I did this, Ryan.
This is another one that you're supposed to be challenging me to do.
But it's for us. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I thought it was like three for me and then three for us.
It could be for us. I have one that's for us.
Okay. I'm sorry. I want us to go to the daytime playroom and play. We tried to do this last time and it closed as soon as we got in there.
That's right.
So technically we never did it. I just think the idea of having like a daytime orgy in the orgy room, in the playroom.
I think we need to go spend like an hour or two in there during the daytime.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Which might be easier since we're not trying to spend time with our friends all day.
I just think that would be a lot of fun because I've never had like a daytime orgy in a playroom because they're always closed during the day.
True.
We just need to manage our time a little better.
Okay. So you just want to go to the daytime play and play, or you just want to go?
No, I want to play. Yeah, well, but I don't have.
With other people or me and you or either?
Other people.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like,
so ideally. To get a green check mark on this one, we have to go to the playroom during the day.
Yeah.
And play with somebody else.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like a full swab, but I think we should interact with others.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to do one that's similar to that then. I want to to play not on the ship.
What?
And this doesn't have to be like full-on sex, but it could be, but some kind of sexual act off of the ship.
So you mean like on an excursion?
Or an excursion, on a beach, you know, whatever. Just not physically on the ship.
Okay. Well, the good news is we are going on a topless travel.
That's kind of why I thought of it.
Catamaran. So I imagine there's going to be some sort of.
Right. So like if you gave a blowjob on the catamaran, that would classify as not on.
Okay.
Not on the main ship. Right? Okay. And so and that could be me and you. It could be you and somebody else. It could be me and somebody else. Well, this is technically challenging you. So you have to be involved somehow.
Yeah.
But
why am I getting turned on a little?
I thought this was a pretty. I thought that was a good one.
That was a very good one. Yeah.
Because that is. I didn't even think about playing on the ship is easy. Off the ship is going to be a little more. But I was thinking back to last time. Didn't we have sex in the water at the beach? Me and you. I think we did.
No, that was in.
No, at Haiti. Haiti, when we were taking the pictures and stuff on the beach. Me and you went to the beach.
Maybe.
Did we fuck or did we not fuck?
I don't know. But we could have easily fucked if we wanted to.
How do you not know if I'm pretty sure we did fuck for a little bit.
So we can have sex with each other, or I could suck your dick. It doesn't have to be somebody else.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Because one, you're being sneaky either way. You know what I mean? Like you're kind of.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So my last one for you or for us is to meet a couple who has never heard of our podcast and swap with them.
Are we allowed to bring up the podcast?
No. Well, like, maybe. I mean, I'm okay if, like, we tell them about it and they're like, oh, you have a podcast? Well, then
we did this technically last time.
Okay, but we didn't plan it. Okay. So now, like, if you followed, we met a couple, we hooked up with them, and then, like, the next day they were like, y'all have a podcast? And we're like, yeah, we assumed you knew. And they're like, no. So, but this time I'd like to, I guess it could work that way, but ideally we would be like, we're interested, and then, like, we find out they don't know who
we are.
Because it is a lot of fun to play with people that don't know about the podcast. That doesn't mean to lie to us people, just FYI. But it is kind of fun when people have no idea who we are.
Well, it just doesn't happen. I mean, that sounds a little, like, stuck up. But when we're in lifestyle spaces, it doesn't happen very often where people don't know.
No.
Yeah. So that it's nice because then you know it's authentic.
Yeah. There's always like a level of, do they want to fuck us because you're Dan Lacey?
Are they hoping? Yeah. They're hoping to get talked about on the podcast.
And because people have literally said that to us on multiple occasions. so that that insecurity creeps in. So when they don't.
What a weird insecurity. That's something I never would have thought.
Really?
Of. Even when we started this podcast, I never would have thought of like, we might have to deal with people trying to fuck us just to get on the podcast, like just to be talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, but like in the beginning, if somebody would have said that, I've been like, oh, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be hot. Yeah, right. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of like refreshing when, you know, like it's a genuine, like you, there's no question that it's a genuine connection.
Yeah. Okay. This one, I'm going to go on the record and say, I don't think you're going to complete it.
Okay.
Which I kind of like saying because I know now you're. You were very competitive. So now you're like, fuck you, I'm going to do it, mm-hmm. right? Airtight.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Why?
No way.
You've done it before.
No way. I will only do that if it's on camera and men are going to pay to watch it.
You've done it before, not on camera. Oh. You did it at Splash in a playroom.
That is unfair.
How is that unfair?
Because I don't like it.
I'm supposed to challenge you. What else? I mean, that's a pretty challenge. Like, that's a challenge for you.
Yeah, it is.
I thought about saying DVP or airtight to give you a little bit of a leeway because you're probably more likely to
compete. I would do DVP. DVP. Yeah.
I'll give you like a half a point. Like half credit for DVP.
What? Let me put two dicks inside of you and give you half credit.
Explain what those two things are real quick. Okay,
so DVP is two dicks in the vagina. Airtight is one dick in the vagina, one dick in the ass, and one dick in the mouth.
Yeah. And Lacey's not big on anal sex.
I'm not. You got to be like the perfect size guy for that. You know, like not too big. I don't know. It's just.
Sometimes, though, the right amount of fireball, you're getting all worked up and hot and horny. Sometimes you just go for it.
Yeah. Sometimes I do. We'll see.
It's not impossible.
It's not. No, it's not. But we'll see. Report. We'll report back on that one.
Okay. That's. So I did like two, like, okay, these are probably going to happen. And one, like, give you something to shoot for. No,
that's good. I did. Well, so I kind of did the same thing. Mm-hmm. The unicorn is a hard one for you.
It's probably the hardest one. Yeah. So far that you said.
Yeah. Okay. So now it's what we want to do.
Wait, what were my three? What was it? So unicorn, daytime playroom, and what?
Couple that's never heard of the podcast.
Okay. Well, that one's, who knows? That one's a, that one's a wild card. Yeah. Okay.
And mine is DVP.
DVP, girls only playtime, off ship play.
Okay. Those are fun.
Those are all good, yeah.
Yeah, you did a good job. Okay. So now it's like what we're challenging ourselves.
What? Right. Goals for yourself.
Am I first?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I said to have sex with an older gentleman.
you took mine.
Oh.
No, I mean, you literally stole mine for the last one.
Well, because older ladies are your thing, mm-hmm. but they've never really been my thing. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to the last Bliss Cruise, you had sex with that lady, and her husband was fucking handsome, like so handsome. He was like retired Navy. It was like fit. Like, I would have totally fucked him.
Yeah, had good hair.
He had like the best hair, like the best hair on the ship. So I am, when I say older gentleman, I don't, that can be to be determined.
It's got to be 50 plus though.
Yeah, because like Daddy Mike's 50 something, 55-ish.
You wouldn't put him in that category?
I wouldn't put him in that category. I think it's like kind of how you carry yourself. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, like a gentleman, an older gentleman.
An older gentleman.
Yes.
And so what you just... Is that your normal? That's not really your normal thing.
No, it's just I'm pushing myself out of my box. Uh-huh. I want to, you know, like I was into that guy on the cruise. Like I would have totally fucked him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, like, and because Bliss does have an older population, I definitely think that we could do that. Yeah. I think that would be like the perfect place to find that.
Yeah. So I actually had on my list 60 plus.
60 plus.
Because I failed. So I thought I completed this on the last one.
Yeah.
And this is a little embarrassing to admit, but she then messaged us on TikTok later.
Oh, she did?
And she was, you know, I think we said 60 plus and she was like in her 50s.
Oh.
It might have been middle to upper 50s that she was in, but she was not 60.
Oh, that's fine. She was gorgeous.
And so I actually failed that test. And I actually felt a little bad that I thought she was 60, but
yeah, I did.
I wasn't. I think when we talked about it, we said like, I'm not sure, but she's in that.
Yeah.
Could be, maybe.
They're going to be on the cruise.
I don't know. I wonder. I don't know if they're going to be or not, but they could be.
Yeah.
If they are, that's almost like cheating because then, well, she wouldn't count for me, but for you, I guess she would count.
Well, we don't know. He might not be 60. Or, well, mine is older gentleman.
Yeah, you said older gentleman. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want like a distinguished, refined.
I kind of feel the same way, but yeah. Because 50-year-olds are pretty normal for me.
Yeah, so that's why you said 60.
That's why I said 60 to push it.
Yeah.
There's probably 70-year-olds that I would fuck. Like, honestly, there's probably a few, right? Yeah. I bet we've seen one that I would have sex with before. Yeah. Okay, so that's basically the good thing about this is that we can find an old couple and knock this one out.
It's not necessarily old.
Older couple. Older than us.
Couple. Older gentleman.
Right. But what I'm saying is if we find an older couple, it's a twofer.
Correct.
Right. If we swap with an older couple.
But what are the odds of that happen?
Pretty good on Blizzcards, I feel like.
No, like the husband and wife are both going to match. We're both going to like a four-way connection. Like, come on. That like barely happens.
It happened on last Blizzcards.
I feel bad, though, that you thought she was 60. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I felt bad about it, too.
I felt bad. She was gorgeous, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it my turn now? Mm-hmm. Okay, so mine is find an unknown couple. Not one that we met in the playroom. Like, we met them at dinner, at the pool, at the wherever, and do a full swap with them.
Find a couple and full swap with them.
Yeah, that's not very hard, is it?
No, that's we basically know nobody, so that's almost guaranteed that's going to happen.
Well,
we don't know.
It's not guaranteed you're going to swap. I guess in my mind, like if you go into a playroom and everybody's like on a big bed and it's easy to like, can I go down? Yeah. Like I meant like meet somebody and be like, we're into y'all. Y'all are into me. Can we meet you in the playroom at 10 o'clock? That's kind of what
we did
I was
like
thinking.
Two or three times in the last Blizzcruise.
Listen, I was struggling. If you can come up with something better, I'll swap that one out. But like, I just really was struggling. But that's what I was thinking. Like, I guess I was thinking, you know how
you just want to make like an authentic connection with a new couple.
Yeah, like we met a couple in the pool last time, mm-hmm. and it took us like 2 days, but we got to know them. There was some dancing, and we had dinner, and then like,
I like that. That was probably one of the
highlights.
That
is what I was going for. That mm-hmm. like meeting, like an authentic, like having a connection, and it's not like you just like bump into them on the way to the playroom and then you start fucking. Like mm-hmm. somebody that like we're actively pursuing and mm-hmm. wanting that, and like there's a build up, and we go. That's what I meant by it.
Okay, I take that.
Yeah,
that was again one of the highlights of the last Blizzcruise.
Yeah.
So I'm all
that's
about
kind of
that.
What I was wanting. I mean, we don't know. We could go on the cruise and just have sex with each other.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you should never assume.
No, and I'm not being cocky. I just know that, one, it's 5 days. So, like, if it was, like, a night at the club, I would agree with you. Like, the odds of us finding somebody one night at the club is probably actually not even that really good, especially if we went in blind and didn't know anybody, mm-hmm. like kind of like we are doing here. If you give us 5 days, we're probably going to make at least one connection with somebody, right?
You never know.
Okay. I mean, maybe not. I mean, it's completely possible that it doesn't happen, but I feel pretty confident that one should end up with the old green check mark.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay. This is for me. This is another one that's kind of really for us. Play on the top deck playroom. Play in the... So if you remember last time, there was that play space that was on the front of the ship that was like open air, to like on the top deck.
Wasn't that where they just rolled out the mattresses on
the basketball
court?
It was actually in the basketball court. And we went there to try to play like two or three times. And it was either like too windy and they had it closed or I don't know. It felt like they had weird hours.
You want to fuck under the stars.
Under the stars, basically, yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
And maybe, I guess you have to be in a playroom. So I'm assuming they're going to have an open air under the stars type playroom. It seems like it's a thing that they do every year.
Yeah, hopefully that would be fine.
Right. So I just want to play there.
Okay.
And that should be pretty easy as long as we can find one, as long as they have it. And then two, as long as we can like figure out when it's open on the schedule.
Yeah. I could probably find it on the schedule, mark it all.
Okay.
Okay. So my last one is one that I didn't meet last time. But I'm changing up just a little bit. Last time, I wanted to beat my high score. So the most men I've ever had sex with in one day is 6. That was before the podcast. That was before social media. That was well before any of this, which is kind of crazy because I fucked a lot of people since the podcast. So it's really insane. I've met it, but I haven't passed it.
Both of us.
Yeah. I do not think that this is going to happen on this cruise, so I'm doing half. I'd like to sleep with 3 guys in one day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think going into it blind, I mean, like, obviously, if it happens, great. Then I get double points, even though we don't keep points. I don't know why we keep talking about points. But I just don't think that this will happen here. I mean, I could totally be wrong, but I think ideally, if I could hook up with three guys in one day, that would be a lot of fun.
Three guys in one day. That's actually, I'm down with that. I do feel like that's you challenging yourself.
Because that would be three. Well, I mean, there are two people that I've had sex with that are going to be on the cruise that I know of. So I'd have to sleep with both of them.
And then one new.
Or you. I guess that would be three. Because we usually count each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, but that would be like the stars align for that to happen.
I think that could happen pretty easily, I think.
Well, if I like made it happen. Right. But I want it to be more like authentic.
Right.
I mean, because let's be honest, I could have fucked more than six guys in a day if I was like, hey, guys, I really want to do this. Will you all line up and fuck me? Like, I could have done it like a bunch of times, but I've always looked for like more an authentic.
Like it happens naturally, not you set it up on purpose to get the green check mark.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right. You ready for my last one? Help somebody squirt for the first time.
Oh, that's a good one for you.
It's a good one for me, right?
That's an easy one, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You have to find somebody, one that wants to squirt, that can't or hasn't already. I don't think that's easy.
Well, I mean, like, once you find the person, usually you can make them squirt.
I can think of one person in the last year that asked me to make them squirt, and I did. I failed that task.
I don't know that you failed. I don't think she would say you failed.
Well, she did not squirt all the way. I mean, maybe a little bit.
She had fun.
Yeah, she definitely had fun. Mm-hmm. I had fun, too. But I thought that would be good. Find a girl that has never squirted and help her squirt for the first time.
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easy.
It's not that hard.
Okay, you make a girl squirt for the first time.
No, I can't. I can only make myself squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think now, does that complete our list?
I think so.
All right. I think now we take a little break and hear from the partners and sponsors of the Swing Nation podcast. Mm-hmm. And then when we get back, let's do it. Since we're getting ready to set sail on the Bliss Cruise, let's just talk. Like, let's give some like Bliss Cruise advice, like some Bliss Cruise 101. This podcast is actually going to drop tomorrow. So it's just a few days before the Bliss Cruise. So people might listen to this episode. They're on their way down to Orlando. They're on a flight. They downloaded the episode. They're getting ready to go on Bliss Cruise. They're not sure what to expect. So let's just talk a little travel tips for Bliss Cruise with Dan and Lacey when we get back.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back, guys.
Goodbye.
We here at the Swing Nation podcast are proud to partner with Promescent. Listen, guys, we've all been there. You're having a hot night with a hot chick, maybe a few hot chicks, but you need to kind of delay the time before you pull that trigger.
That's where Promescent comes in. They have this awesome product called the Delay Spray. You literally spray it on, and it delays the time that you orgasm, so you can make sure that your partner is well taken care of.
And as swingers, we're all about making sure our partners are well taken care of, and Promescent Delay Spray is the perfect product for that.
Click the link in the show notes below to get yours today.
Anxiety can cause ED, like the kind you get while watching your partner with someone else. You're having the time of your life, yet are having stage fright. Most men in the lifestyle use prescription ED medication for this reason. Shameless Care should be your provider. Shameless is less expensive than other companies and has a 50-state network of physicians who are lifestyle friendly. Use coupon code TSN for $30 off. ShamelessCare.com.
Hey, Swing Nation listeners, it's Dan here, and I want to know why you haven't checked out Cassidy.com yet. Cassidy is a lifestyle website where you can connect with other swingers, see lifestyle events near you, and chat with attendees, as well as post travel plans to meet up with pineapple people across the country. We want you to try Cassidy completely risk-free by using the 90-day elite membership trial link in our show notes, or by going to theswingnation.info and clicking on the Cassidy banner under Favorite Apps and Products.
Thank you. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. We're here talking all things Bliss Cruise. So we just went over our Bliss Cruise fuck it list mm-hmm. of the things that me and Lacey are going to try to, all the naughty things that we're going to try to accomplish on this upcoming Bliss Cruise. We actually leave in like, what, 4 days? 3 days, yeah. 4 days? Mm-hmm. You added secrets on to the front of Bliss Cruise. Thank you for that. So if you don't know, we're actually going down to Orlando. Today is Wednesday. We're recording this. This podcast will release tomorrow on Thursday, and we are starting our journey down to Orlando tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're staying in Georgia tomorrow.
We're going to stop and see Daddy Mike and Daphne yeah. in Georgia tomorrow in Atlanta. Yeah, and then we're going to drive to Orlando and spend the Friday, Saturday at Secrets.
Yeah. So they're having like a pre-party at Secrets. We ended up kid-free somehow this week. It's a long story. We ended up kid-free. And so we were just like, oh, and I saw that they were having a pre-party. Some people that we know are hosting it. So we were like, what the fuck? We never go to Secrets and don't work. And we were able to like make theme outfits out of stuff that we had in our closet. So we didn't have to go buy a bunch of stuff. So it was just easy. Why not?
Yeah, so it's being hosted by My Frisky Business, which is a hotel, they're a takeover group mm-hmm. out of the New York, New Jersey kind of area. So if you're in the New York, we get asked all the time, like, what events? Do you know any events? My Frisky Business is one that I would highly recommend. They're a great couple. They throw great events. So we're going to go check out the My Frisky Business takeover of Secrets. Hopefully not party too hard and then go straight into Bliss Cruise.
Yeah.
Or maybe hopefully party hard. I don't really know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where. I feel like the next like week and a half is like a mystery.
It's going to be a blur. So Thursday with Daphne and Daddy Mike. Mm-hmm. Friday, My Frisky Business at Secrets. Mm-hmm. Saturday, My Frisky Business at Secrets. Sunday, we then hop over to the hotel, the host hotel for mm-hmm. Bliss Cruise. And we're going to do a Bliss Cruise pre-party with Topless Travel, and then Monday we get on the ship and we depart.
Yeah,
so that's the next our next like 4 days.
So like we're basically staying three places before we even get on the cruise. Oh geez. It sounds like a good plan in theory.
Okay, all right, so people that are listening right now that are getting ready to head to Orlando with us, they're getting ready to go on Bliss Cruise, let's back up a step just first though. What, tell us what Bliss Cruise is.
It's a swinger cruise. It's a charter ship. So they basically rent out. It's typically Royal Caribbean or Celebrity last time. They rent out the whole ship and they take it over. And it is like literally an entire swinger cruise. So everybody on board is either a swinger or okay to be around swingers because they knew what they were signing up for. It's a lot of fun, and Bliss is the company that puts on the cruise. You'll hear other names because there's a lot of travel agencies that work directly with Bliss, like Topless Travel, and then there's like Castaways. There's
a bunch. I don't know.
Swinger Society, which is us. So we kind of work with Topless Travel to bring people on board, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. So if people are either headed to this Bliss Cruise or maybe considering a Bliss Cruise in the future, what are some things they should be thinking about? When you packed your suitcase, which is sitting downstairs, what kind of things are you bringing on Bliss Cruise?
Well, usually you would start with the theme nights because that's typically what you're going to wear to dinner. Or like if you don't want to wear it to dinner, like if it's, you know, pretty racy or you don't want to, you know, you could wear something else to dinner and then change after. But there's definitely like a dinner portion and a club portion or like a party portion. And so you're going to start with your theme outfits and kind of build around that. For this cruise, there's Barbie, there's Glow, there is Leather and Lace.
And a sports night.
Sports night. Maybe one more. I can't remember off
the top. Pajamas. Yeah.
Which is a new one. So you kind of start there. And then you do need Bliss because it is like a moving vessel. You have to wear clothes depending on where the ship is. So if it's at port or within a certain mile of port, you do have to wear tops and bottoms. So you definitely need some swimsuits. You can't go completely nude the whole time. You do need some cover-ups because when you're indoors, they do ask that you cover, especially like around food and stuff like that. So you do need some clothes. opposed to like if you go to Hedo.
Right.
You do need some things, but I mean, really, you don't need a ton, even though I have a ton packed.
Yeah. Was there anything that you didn't bring on the last Bliss Cruise that you did bring on this Bliss Cruise? I know we did go out and get a cruise ship safe extension cord and slash plug adapter.
We did. One thing I noticed that a lot of people didn't think about, but door decorations is a big thing. I actually added a few to ours, but you can put pictures and like little snacks or cards or whatever. A lot of people decorate their door and make it colorful and fun. It looks inviting. It kind of helps when you're trying to find your room at 2 a.m. and you're a little drunk. So definitely decorating your door is fun. That's a one good pointer, I would say.
Yeah, anything else? I know we definitely got robes this time.
Yeah, robes. So that way, because you have to take off your clothes to go into the main playroom. I'm pretty sure that there are some that you can go into with your clothes on, but the big, like, atrium style, you have to be nude. So they give you a bag and you can take all your stuff off, but it's so much easier when you don't have all that. So we have our robes packed, so that way we can just go to our room, put our robe on, and grab like a little bag of like our condoms and lube and stuff.
Now, can you wear a robe into the playroom? Or you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, way easier.
Either way, it's so easier.
And shoes, yeah. And all the stuff that you'd normally have. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just to throw it in the bag. I'm on a lot of the Facebook groups, and there's been a lot of question about what do people carry their stuff in. And I commented and said a fanny pack, because that's typically your go-to. You have like a little toy and some lube and condoms and all that in your fanny pack. So that way, if we're at the pool and we make a connection, we can go straight to the playroom. We don't have to go back to the room. But the more I was thinking about it, because you have to be clothed in some areas and not in others, like you always pretty much have a bag with you, unless you're just like walking to dinner. You always have like a pull bag or something,
a backpack or something.
So you always kind of like you have a place for stuff. So you could make like a little zipper for your like condoms and put it all.
But in. I will say, I think if I'm thinking back to last Bliss Cruise, that one, you know, we did try to go to the playrooms during the day. I think we actually went back to somebody's room during the day one time, and because you put your towels and stuff on your beach chairs during the day, and you're kind of, you know, your beach bag is usually there. I think there was times where we left our towels and our beach bag like on our chair and just grabbed that fanny pack with the condoms and lube and stuff and went to go fuck.
Yeah.
And left the rest of our stuff kind of claiming our spot and then just came back to it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think a fanny pack or like a small like clutch, if you don't, like some people seem
like
to
a little fuck to go bag.
Yeah, some people seemed very opposed to a fanny pack. So any kind of like small
bag. We need to end the stigma that surrounds fanny packs. People just need to re-embrace it. I really do think people are, you know, if you look at like rave culture and stuff like that. And
well, like teenagers.
I have noticed that teenagers, though, they don't wear the fanny pack around their waist. Mm-mm. It's now like a shoulder strap.
It's a belt bag. They call it a belt bag.
But it's a fanny pack.
It's a fanny pack.
They just made it longer strap.
Yeah.
But either way, if you want to wear a belt bag and not a fanny pack, that's still perfect for...
Hell, I've seen one guy fucking and he had like a thing around his like his arm. Almost like something you would put on if you were like running and you needed your phone or something.
I think like an iPod holder back in the day that used to run with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like that. But it was like a pouch and he had...
just a couple condoms.
Condoms and like I think he even had a snack in there.
Yeah.
Or maybe I made that up. I don't know. I felt like there were snacks. So that is definitely a tip that I have. What else?
Okay. So now, those are all good tips of things to bring and what to pack and stuff. What did we learn about getting on the ship last time?
I have no idea.
Okay. So how do you get, how does getting on the ship normally work?
You have a time.
Right.
Like, so when you check in through the app, it gives you a time and you go, and when you arrive, you give them your checked luggage. So it's, you have your luggage tag on it. They will it, but
you can pre-print all that, right?
Yeah.
I think I saw you already had them printed.
It's already on your suitcase, babe. Right. I got you.
You did good.
Yeah. You can pre-print them and staple them to your bag, or I bought some little holders for them on Amazon, but you want to carry a bag with you that has whatever you need for the first little bit, because most rooms are not clean when you get on the ship. So you can't go directly to your room. You have to kind of keep that bag with you. So in our bags, I have like a bathing suit, a cover up, stuff like that. So that way we can quickly change and at least lay out while we're waiting on our room.
Very smart. I also noticed last time, nobody seemed to pay attention to the boarding times. Like, people seemed like they were just randomly getting on the ship.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of rushing to get on first.
Yeah, that did happen. They didn't seem to care, though. Yeah. So I don't want to tell people to get there early, and then they, because we were on Celebrity last time, and this one's Royal Caribbean, so yeah, I don't know.
They might take it more serious.
Yeah, I don't know the rules and regarding that, but we didn't seem to have any issue. And everyone around us had different times.
Yeah.
So.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now, once you get on board, like you said, bring some stuff so you can hang out at the pool. What is like a typical, what would a typical day, like the schedule for the day look like on Bliss Cruise?
Well, for us, this is how you may be different, but we typically sleep in because we stay up late. So we're usually going to bed around 2-ish. Mm-hmm. So we'll sleep in. We typically might miss breakfast, or if we make it to breakfast, we're catching like the tail end as they're putting like lunch out.
Right.
So that's kind of our routine. It's probably that 10 to 11-ish out, you know, somewhere in there. Because we'll get up and like lay around. We're neither one of us are coffee drinkers, so we don't have to like rush out to get coffee or anything. But we sleep in. We usually will put on our stuff for the day for like the pool. We'll go up and have our breakfast slash lunch, yeah, depending on what time. And then at that, we kind of just look at how our day is going. Do we want to do a speed dating? Do we want to go to the pool? Is it, and this is obviously not an excursion day because that's a different situation. Right. The good thing about Bliss is they offer basically something every hour. Whether it be like a paid seminar, because they do have some that you can pay for that are a little bit more in depth, or if it's something like a speed dating or a meet and greet, stuff like that, you can obviously go to for free. So you get to choose all of that. If you don't want to do any of that, just go to the pool. Mm-hmm. There's always a party out by the pool. And that's a really good way to meet people and mingle, kind of force yourself into that pool. And talk to people.
Yeah, so definitely the pool areas where the DJs are during the day, where the music is during the day, and kind of seems to be the hub of mixing and mingling and kind of people getting to know each other.
Yeah, but if you're not like a sun person or like loud music, playing games type of, that's not your scene, that do not worry, because there is like so much to do. I mean, it's crazy.
I also noticed they have a lot of meet and greets during the day.
Yeah, they do.
So they had like, you know, 20-year-old meet and greet, 30-year-old meet and greet, 41s.
They don't.
It's LGBTQIA meet and greets.
Well, I know that they have a lot as far as ages. I think they have under 45 and over 45.
Okay.
But they're you're correct. There are other meet and greets that are not centered around
like
ages.
Like bi couple meet and greets. Yeah. And I just remember seeing a lot of that kind of stuff on the schedule.
Yeah, that's correct. They have all that, which I think it would be fun to go to an under 45 meet and greet. Yeah. Like just to kind of like push, like last time we did the speed dating.
Yeah.
To kind of like push ourselves outside of under our 45, box.
I'd be totally down to go to that.
Me too. Yeah. So yeah, there's, if, because I think because we enjoy the music, we enjoy the dancing and like being.
We usually gravitate to the pool.
We do, but I just think it's really important for people that is maybe that's not their scene, that there is plenty of opportunities to do really whatever.
Okay. So what then? Okay. After the pool party slash day stuff, then what happens?
We typically stay out there till 4 or 5-ish, depending mm-hmm. on how we're feeling. And then we would go to our room, kind of like nap, recover a little bit. Unwind from the day, and then it's basically on to dinner.
Sober up a little bit.
Yeah, and then it's dinner.
Drink some water.
Yeah. So then we'll get like shower, get ready for the night portion, have a dinner. Typically after dinner, then we would do a show.
On the dinner thing, talk some about the dinner options that are on.
Each
ship's going to be a little different.
Every ship's different. I know this one has like a hibachi and then like a grill and then a sushi. And I know it's got a Johnny Rocket. So there are usually some other restaurants that are an upcharge. Or you can do like the main dining area, which is going to be like your sit down, right, your formal.
So you always have the buffet available.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have this formal, the formal sit down, which is included in that's free. And then they have these upcharge like different types of dining. And
yeah,
like you said, they're different, like specialty cuisines mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
I know last time they had like a Bliss sponsored a BDSM dinner. So you can, and that was, it was in an upcharge restaurant, but then there was even an upcharge to that because it was like dinner and a show, mm-hmm. basically. So typically we do dinner, and then after that, we would go to the show.
Dinner is also a very good way to meet people.
It is very good. And you can ask to be sat with other people. We typically, because we've known so many people, we just kind of all go in together and like sometimes have to put us at a couple of tables. But if you don't know anybody, you're just going like husband and wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, you can ask to be sat with someone so you can get to know.
Right. And basically, if you go in, it's just a couple, you almost have to sit with somebody, right?
I think so.
Because most of the tables are like 6-8 people, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it kind of just depends on.
We should get to experience that this time.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. And then after dinner, show. And if we want to go to the show, sometimes we skip it. And then after that, they typically have some sort of party somewhere. It's either, up on the top deck or it's in a ballroom of some sorts. We love that. We love the DJ and the music and the dancing. That's kind of one of our favorites.
On the last cruise, and I noticed this because of DJ Life of Spice's schedule, they had like a party indoor in like not the atrium, but like in the open air area where the bars and shops and all that kind of stuff are, mm-hmm. like that inner ship open area. They had like a pre-party. Mm-hmm. And then most ships have like some kind of clubbish area on them. Mm-hmm. And then they had the night party in that club.
I think the pre-party is because not everyone has dinner at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's like as you're mingling either before dinner or after dinner, there's so many bars and stuff. Like you can have a drink and listen to music and dance a little. So it's that kind of like in between. Right.
But I did notice this time they have a DJ at some location for that like pre-club party.
No, that's good.
Yeah. And then they have the club party at night.
Yeah. That's really cool. And then the glow party they do is pretty awesome. It's on the top deck and it's hosted by Topless Travel and Party Mark and it's pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the glow party is probably the biggest mm-hmm. kind of clubbish party of the week, for sure.
It definitely feels like you're on a cruise cuz you're like up on the top deck and the wind's blowing. It's just I don't know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then usually, after the club, we would find our way to the playroom.
Yeah.
Most nights.
Yeah.
And then we kind of spend that midnight to 2 a.m.-ish time in the playroom and then to bed and do it all over again the next day.
And it varies. Like, if we go really hard one night, the next day, maybe, like, we won't go straight out to the pool. We'll go and catch a meet and greet or a class or something, and kind of – so we usually go hard and then kind of – back off a little and go hard again. So we just kind of finding the balance between mm-hmm. the two.
And then how are the shore days different than the sea day? So that what you just described would be like a sea day, a typical sea day. How are the shore days? How are those different?
So typically you'll get up and you'll get off the ship pretty early. I know like I think we have one excursion at 10:30 and the other one's like at 8. Okay. So
we know the night before those, we can't party too hard.
Yeah. We need to try to like wrap it up. A little easier. Yeah.
Bed by midnight one instead of three.
Yeah. Especially that 8 a.m. one. That's going to be rough. So we would just get up early and we would have our breakfast and then get off the ship. And you don't have to get off the ship. It's some people, because they do these so often, they've been to these ports all the time. They don't get off and it kind of, the ship's not as busy, you can explore. But you get off, you go do your excursion, go. If you don't do an excursion, you just kind of want to shop and mingle around the town, you can do that and come. You can come and get back on the ship and leave again however you want. But you just have to be back by that time. They give you a time.
Yeah.
Or you'll get left.
So we pushed ourselves this time to book an excursion for each stop. Because we did that on the last Bliss cruise. And we didn't do that on the one family cruise that we did. Mm-hmm. And I actually like that I feel like to actually experience the stop, you almost have to do something, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, if you just get off wandering and walk
around, you're basically going to get off the ship and they're going to try to sell you a bunch of their stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, usually right outside the ports of these places mm-hmm. is like the little markets where they try to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't really just enjoy that part. I want to kind of get away from that and experience something.
Yeah.
So what are our excursions this time?
So we're doing the Bliss Cruise catamaran, which I was kind of excited. So we were originally supposed to go to Haiti, but they changed it because I guess there's something going on there. Mm-hmm. So they, Royal Caribbean, switched it to Dominican Republic, which I'm excited because I've never been there. So they scratched everybody's excursion and you got to rebook. And so we are doing the Bliss Cruise catamaran. It is at 8 a.m. Mm. Yeah. So we're going to be drinking at 8 a.m. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to be passing out alcohol. Yeah. I probably won't drink at 8, but, you know, maybe 10.
I might. Screw it. You only live once. Let's go for it.
But I think it's like a topless, you know, I don't know what all goes. Obviously, you want me to give you a blowjob or do something because that's on our fucking list. But that should be exciting.
That should be a good one. If I think of like the Hedo. Yeah. If it's anything like a Hedo catamaran ride, it's going to be wild.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And then in Bahamas, we are doing a kayak trip. So we'll share a kayak and go out, which is exciting.
Lacey had to make sure that they were two-person kayaks and so that she could sit in the front and I could paddle her around.
Yeah, I knew my own ability and I could not be trusted with my own kayak. I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening. But we are sharing one. So I'm pretty excited because like the pictures, the water, and we've been to the Bahamas before, the water's so blue. So I'm hoping that we get a little beach time in there too.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? It should be good. Okay. And then that's basically it, right? So you go, you do the excursion during the day. Usually you get back on ship in time for dinner.
Yeah. You basically just eliminate the pool day or whatever you do during the day. Mm-hmm. You swap that out because usually you got to be back on the ship by like 3 or 4, 5, something like that.
Right. So then just take a little nap, maybe get ready for dinner and then club night, playroom, bed.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for this Bliss Cruise.
Me too.
I think now that we got one under our belt, we can kind of like, we know what to expect. We can kind of like maybe make the best of it a little bit better than we did last time.
Yeah. I felt that way with Hedo. Like when we went to the second time, I felt like we could enjoy it more because we weren't so worried about like
what's going to happen. What do we do?
Yeah. I feel like you just kind of relax into the thing. So
everything's like Secrets is like that. Like anything you do for the first time, it takes you a day or two to kind of figure out how it works. You know?
Yeah. I mean? No, I totally agree.
So we got it figured out this time. So we can hopefully rock out. I can say with our cocks out, but I have a cock. So
yeah,
I'm going to rock out with my cock out. You're going to rock out with your tits out.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited. To be honest with you, I'm excited that we don't know very many people.
Yeah.
Is that bad that I mean, I love our friends and I desperately wish they were coming, but I'm kind of excited to, like, I feel like...
Well, I think if you know, we all use our friends as like a safety net, right?
Yeah.
And so when you go on one of these trips or, you know, go do one of these events, you just naturally are going to gravitate to your friends to, you know, play with and experience and connect with and stuff like that. Not having them there, I think, is really going to force us to make new connections and make new friends and kind of experience new things, which is exciting. And I think it's okay to say that that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we're going to end up finding people and knowing people that we don't even know we're going to know on the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think so too. But I think like there's a buzz about it, not knowing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it should be a good experience. I'm super looking forward to it. And we'll definitely, when we get back from the Bliss, we'll let you guys know how it went. We'll follow up on our fuck it list items. What do you think? How many of your six? How many do you think you're gonna make? Do you know? So I had Airtight, Girl Play Only, and Playoff Ship with the ones. And then what?
I definitely think I can go into the girl orgy room in the Playoff Ship. I think that's pretty simple.
Okay, so you got two of my three. How many of your three do you have?
I think Sex with the Older Gentleman is iffy. You never know. Finding like a brand new couple and fully swapping with them. I think that's a pretty good chance. And then three guys in one day. I think I can do it.
So
I feel pretty confident.
So you've got two of three for each?
Yeah, I mean, I think Airtight and then like the Older Gentleman might be my two that are kind of hard.
Through the way.
Yeah, but I'm going to try really hard.
So you think you're going to get at least 4 of 6 is what you're predicting. Yeah. I would say this similar for me. I'm probably going to get about 4 of 6.
Which two do you not think?
I think, well, so I have 60 plus and I have Make Somebody Squirt. I think I'll get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Top Deck play, I think we should get that easy. Mm-hmm. So that's two for me. And then what were yours real
good? The Unicorn.
Okay, that's,
Daytime Play.
Got that.
Yeah. And meet a couple who's never heard of the podcast.
Mm. So I'm saying I'm going to get two of those.
Okay.
So I'm saying 4 of 6. But my 4, I feel like, is harder than your 4. I feel like you got your 4 pretty solid. I think you have at least four solid. I think I have three solid, but I think I'm going to get four.
I don't know.
But I'm shooting for 6 of 6.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see what happens. Make sure you stay tuned to the Swing Nation podcast. See how many of Lacey's items she gets checked off on this Bliss Cruise. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you all about our experiences when we get back.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't know, if you want to go on a Bliss Cruise, if you want to go to Secrets, if you want to go to Club Tempted, we got all of the 2025 and even the April 2026 Bliss Cruise up on SwingerSociety.net right now. If you don't know, those things are booking like a year out right now.
Yeah.
And so if you're hearing this podcast and you're thinking about doing a 2025 Bliss Cruise and you have not booked it yet, they're going to rebook a ton of people on the ship. So if you go, you know, you're listening to this Thursday, we board the ship on Monday. If you go make your reservations now before they suck up all those rooms next week, now's the time to book. So yeah. SwingerSociety.net, book your 2025 cruises.
And make sure you go to SwingerSociety.net if you want to be included. We've had trouble this week, especially because I feel like everybody's like, oh, I use the link and I use the link. And then they ended up just Googling Bliss or... So if you want to be like included in our like group chat,
that's important. And, so if somebody books through SwingerSociety.net and uses our link, what do they get that they wouldn't get if they went somewhere else?
So when you use our link, we get a record of that. We get your room number, we get your information, and so what we do is we provide you a Swinger Society swag bag, which has more than like say a secret swag bag because obviously you're spending more money. Mm-hmm. So you get usually we do T-shirts and we do lanyards and like just fun things that you wouldn't get in a normal swag bag. We get we have like actual bags that you can reuse that are really nice.
You won't get them from most of their travel agencies either.
Just no, so you know. Our swag bags are really good compared to some. You also get in our we have rooms for the cruises and for Hedo and all of these things.
Right. So we have chat rooms open for the 2025 cruises now.
Yeah.
And even the April 2026 cruise, we have chat rooms open for next year's Hedo trip. Mm-hmm. And so you can start to talk to people and get to know people a year out.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else is doing that either.
No. And we typically have an invitation only party the first night of the cruise. It's kind of like a meet and greet. Thank you for booking with us. It's with us in Topless Travel. They allow our people to come and celebrate with them. And so it's just like a really nice, you get to see like familiar faces, you get to see us and we get to actually meet you. You also get like a custom name. Like if you've seen our name necklaces that everybody wears that are the bright colors, I personally will make you one and put it in your bag. And we actually bring your swag bags, hang them on your door. So when you go to your door, it's all there waiting on you.
Yeah. And I think really, I mean, for me, the most important thing is like me and you know, so Dan and Lacey, we're basically going to be your tour guides for the event, like for Bliss. So, you know, we'll reach out to you. We usually do Zoom meetings beforehand and kind of introduce everybody. We kind of talk you through, walk you through. You know, if you have any questions, you can DM us, you can message us, you can email, and we can help you out. So if you're nervous, if you've never been to one of these, if you kind of are looking for a group that can kind of, you know, some tour guides that can kind of walk you through the experience, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And so we're super.
And we have a smaller group, just truth be told. We're at Swinger Society is not this big, huge thing. So for something like Secrets, there's 135 couples that go that book rooms for like a Bliss or a Hedo or something like that. We're
20 couples.
20, yeah. So, or even sometimes less than that. So it's definitely a much more personal experience to get to know you and help you through all this.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. So definitely go to SwingerSociety.net. Go book your Bliss Cruise for 2024. Check out all the other
2025, you mean.
Or 2025. Go check out all the other events we got going on. We got Secrets. I think we got like less than 15 rooms left for our July Secrets event. So definitely if you want to come party with us for our birthday at Secrets in July, go book that now because those rooms aren't going to last much longer. We just launched a Tempted, so Club Tempted in Louisville. We just launched an event there in August. That event sold, the last time we went to Louisville, that sold out pretty quick. So if you're in that Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee area and you want to come party with us in August, definitely go to SwingerSociety.net and book that event. And just, you know, sign up, get you a membership. You're going to get all the emails. You're going to get our newsletter every week. You'll be in the know about all these things and all these things that are lifestyle things that are happening. So go check it out. If you're not on swingersociety.net, you need to go sign up.
Yeah.
So we can party with you.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, babe?
That's it.
I think that sums up Bliss Cruise. That sums up our fuck it list. I'm excited to be on the open ocean with you naked again.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait.
I know.
All right, guys. I think with that, in a world full of apples,
be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.